From Iraq today, a promise of greater cooperation with UN weapons inspections. The pledge comes after 2 days of talks between senior Iraqi officials and the chief inspectors, Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei. The two men were visiting Baghdad to urge Iraq to provide more evidence it has destroyed all banned weapons. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Baghdad.
Blix and Baradei reported important progress following their 2 days of talks here. In a joint statement, the two sides announced agreement on a series of 10 steps that they said would facilitate their work together. At a press conference afterwards, Blix said a number of practical issues had been resolved, among them the question of private interviews with Iraqi scientists. Baghdad, which had once discouraged scientists from meeting alone with inspectors, has now pledged to encourage them. Mohammed Al-Baradei said Iraq had also agreed to give UN inspectors access to private homes, one of several Iraqi concessions that he welcomed.
This important mechanism, particularly access to private individuals, access to private homes, I think in our view, will make our inspection much more effective and comprehensive.
Among other points agreed upon in the declaration, the Iraqis offered to appoint a team to search for more warheads. The offer was prompted by the inspector's discovery last Thursday of 12 empty chemical warheads, which the Iraqis said had been overlooked. Iraq reported Sunday night that it had found 4 more. Iraq also agreed to hand over more documents to inspectors and said it was clarifying others. Blix said he trusted the Iraqis to live up to the terms of the declaration.
I have no doubt that also this will be respected. There are, of course, other issues in the air which we have discussed and where we have not reached joint conclusions.
Blix and Baradei say Iraq's weapons declaration to the UN last December was full of omissions. They say, among other gaps, it didn't fully account for Iraq's alleged destruction of stocks of anthrax and VX nerve gas. Mohammed Al-Baradei said inspectors would continue to press the Iraqis to provide more evidence about these matters.
While we are making some progress on the nuclear file, there's still of outstanding issues in the chemical and biological missile.
Iraq agreed in today's declaration to respond to questions about its arms report, but at a news conference, Iraqi science advisor Amir Saadi repeated a familiar refrain, saying Iraq had already revealed all information about its weapons programs. Nevertheless, said Saadi, Iraq had decided to do whatever necessary to respond to UN demands.
We will offer proactively whatever they needed in order to enhance their capabilities to appear credible.
Before arriving in Baghdad, the chief inspectors said they were going to impress upon Iraqi officials the need for serious progress to be made in the next few weeks if Iraq wants to avoid a war. Today, both men emphasized the importance of effective inspections as an alternative to war. Hans Blix.
We feel both that we need to come to an effective and credible inspection process, and we've come a long way on that. And I think the whole world would prefer to have disarmament, a credible disarmament of Iraq, through inspection.
Blix and Baradei hand in a key report to the UN Security Council next week, assessing Iraqi cooperation with the arms inspectors. Both men emphasized ahead of their visit that the outcome of talks here would influence that report. Blix told reporters today that he hadn't yet written it, but said a number of points that might have been negative had now been turned around. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.